Welcome to Rope Access Tips, Tricks and Chats. As always, I'll be your host, Lee Greenwood, and I'd like to say welcome to this episode. This week, we're going to have a chat about the new device that's out there, the Edelwid Fuse. It's a backup device, if you haven't seen it. Very similar to a ASAP. It's that style of backup device, if you're familiar with the ASAP. So it travels down automatically with you, locks in position, all that good stuff. So we're going to do a bit of a comparison. A lot of you guys will know the ASAP. Let's see what the differences are between the ASAP and the Fuse. Advantages, disadvantages, all of that good stuff. So, we'll crack on into that. As always, thanks for listening in. If you could do me a massive favour, share this podcast with your friends. If you've got any mates who are into rope access, let them know where we are and what we're doing. There's a pretty big back catalogue there you can have a look at. But let's crack on with the Fuse and the ASAP comparison. So Edelwid Fuse, it's a backup device, as I've already said, conforms to the European standard I'm going to talk about. So 12841 Part A, the same as a S-Tec Duck, same as a Petzl ASAP, the ISC Red, all of those backup devices conforming to the same standard. The main difference between the ASAP and the Fuse, they attach to your sternal point on your harness and they travel down the rope freely. What I'm going to have a look at is a bit of a size comparison. I've done some measurements on them both. So you can find out how big it is. You might have seen some photos of it or seen it on the ropes just to get an idea how big it is, how it works, good things about it, bad things about it. So we'll run through that. So the Fuse, let's run through some sizes. It's 95 mil across, and the ASAP, same size, 95 mil across. And then the height of it, 70 millimeters, and the ASAP is 90 millimeters, so it's 20 mil sort of smaller in that direction. And then the thickness of it is 300 mil compared to the ASAP, which is 350. So it's a little bit smaller. In the hand, it feels a lot smaller, mainly because the connecting bracket, that's the metal bit that goes between the device and the fall arrest lanyard that's attached to it on the Fuse. The tearaway lanyard is called a defuser. Comes in three different types. There's a single person use, there's a longer one and a shorter one, and then there's a defuser rescue, which is designed for two people, but we'll chat about that a bit more later on. So when you first pick up the Fuse, what most people struggle with is working out how to open it, because the connecting bracket, the metal bit, as I said, that goes from the device across to the lanyard, that is spring-loaded and sits in place, which is actually quite nice. Reduces sort of the bulk of the device and how far away from you it sits. But if you pull that down, underneath there's a button. I've actually got one in front of me, so I'm playing around with it as I'm chatting to you. Push the button, and then the face of the device opens, and it clicks in place. You may have heard that on the mic, so I've actually opened it here. So it clicks in place. And inside, there's a wheel that spins around, and there's a grab, so similar to on other sort of devices with ridges in it that grabs onto the rope, but that can be locked out the way. So when you're descending down the rope, all you've got is a wheel running up and down the rope. One of the nice things about that is that there's no teeth sort of pulling on strands on your ropes as you're descending or ascending, you know, gradually wearing down your rope. If you spin the device over, there's a on the back, there's a green, Edelwid green as always, little plastic button that has the unlock or the lock position. If you press that, and I'll hold this close to the mic so you can have a hear, the cam flicks into place, so you can put it into the locked position quite easily. Push it back the other way and it unlocks, but the cam doesn't move. You just need to push that with your finger and it will move out the way and lock into place. So that's a pretty cool part of it. Once you've got the rope inside, push the device down and it locks into place. You may have seen some videos. Fifth Point, we put a couple of videos out, some photos and a little video of it going up and down the ropes. That's on the socials, on Insta and Facebook and all of that stuff, so you can have a look at that. But now let's have a look at the lanyard attachment, the fall arrest lanyard, the tear away, the shock pack, whatever you guys happen to call it. So with the Edelwid Fuse, As I said, it's called the Defuser, and I've got the Rescue one. So with the Rescue one, it's 190 millimetres long. Comparing that to a Absorbica, which I had in the training centre, they're 270 millimetres long. So there's about 80 mil shorter. If you compare it to the Absorber Access, which is the available off the shelf if you were going to go and buy an ASAP, they're 400 mil long, so millimetres long. So they're a lot longer in length. Things that I've noticed with the fuse, with the defuser rescue on it, when it's attached to your chest, it hangs just below, you know, how tall am I? 5'9", 174, something like that, in whichever money you're talking in. So from my chest, it hangs just below my belly button, which is quite a nice position for it. If you take it off the rope, it's hanging down. I've noticed with the ASAP, with the Absorbica, and definitely with the Absorber Access, when you let that go, that's hitting me nicely in the nuts, which isn't a pleasant experience. Obviously, there's ways you can clip it out the way, but with the fuse, you might not need to do that. So with the fuse and the defuser rescue on it, the full measurement on that is 260 mil. So with the device and the lanyard, I know it's a bit shorter, but that's actually shorter than the full length of a Absorbica on its own. And then if you had a ASAP with an Absorbica, you're looking at about 390 millimetres. So a lot longer, as I said, potentially swinging around and smacking you in places you don't want it to smack. Let's have a look at the diffuser. So it's got a popper on it, on the case, for if you need to inspect it, which is pretty cool. Nice little plastic popper on there. And then there's some Velcro, which I quite like. Hopefully that's going to be covered up nicely, so not too much stuff's going to get in there, debris and things, and it's wrapped up. So when you pop it and Velcro, you've then got the tearaway lanyard, whatever we're calling it these days. At one end, there's a green connection, Edelrid green as always. That's what the carabiner or whatever you're using connected to your chest. And then the other end, there's a white section that connects to the connecting bracket onto the fuse. And then loud in there is the sections of the lanyard, and you can actually pull them out and it inspect it fully, which is quite nice. There's some instructions on there with dates and whatever. And then you can just Velcro it shut again and pop the little popper, and it's all back in place. Compared to the Absorbica and all those devices, they've got a zip on them. Obviously, zips have quite a lot of failing points along them, but the zip going up, I've seen them without the little, what would you call that? The thing that you grab hold of on the zip, sliding backwards and forwards. I've seen those come off. I've seen zips fail, and then you've got parts of the tearaway lanyard falling out. One of the cool things that I do like about the fuse with a defuser is the connection options. So with an ASAP, it says that you need to use a particular carabiner to attach it to your chest. I have seen a lot of people that have put, you know, OpenOs and Mayons and various other devices on there. If we're following the instructions of the manufacturer, it says that you need to use a particular carabiner. With the defuser, you could use some sort of open ring. You can use the open swivel, so you could have a swivel attached onto your chest. Obviously, that will add a bit of length, but not as much as a carabiner. And then you've got carabiners. For the European standards, you're looking at a 3.62 carabiner. If you are using it with in the States, the US, the ANSI standards, you need to be using an ASNI Z359.12 carabiner. On there for it to conform to that standard. But under the European stuff, you can use a carabiner. You could use a open O, so you could have it permanently fixed with a ring, which is quite nice, keeps it nice and tidy and small. Or you could also have a swivel on there if you want it to spin around and things like that. So that's pretty cool. With the European standard, it can be used on 10mm through to 12mm rope. So there's quite a large range in there of rope that you're using. Most of us are using 11 millimeter rope, so that's pretty cool. What are my initial thoughts of it? I've had a bit of a play around with it, doing a few descents, ascents. It locks in place really nicely. Just clip the bottom and it locks in place. I quite like turning the lock on and it locks in place, but then I unlock it. So then all I need to do is disengage the cam from the front if I want to start descending, just remembering to do that. If you do forget, because it's a short lanyard on it. It doesn't move away from you too far. And you can actually grab the rope below and pull it in an upward direction, and it will disengage the cam, and then you can carry on descending. So you don't need to actually ascend again, especially if you're way down a drop and there's a bit of stretch in the rope. That can work quite nicely like that. Can be used inverted if you're doing hauling and lowering and things like that. Nice small package. You do need to put a directional carabiner at the anchor, very similar to the ASAP, which is pretty standard on these type of devices. Seems to work nicely, flows really well. That's the big thing. The big difference for me is the speed that you're able to descend. I've been using a Spark. I've used a rig, sort of the non-locking devices, see how fast we can descend with it. And I believe you can move a little bit quicker than with an ASAP in the same configuration. But it does, when it locks off, what actually has to happen is that connection bar that flicks in place, that needs to pull all the way down, and then it grabs. So you've got a little bit of play. If you see that starting to move, you can know to back it off a little bit, and then the device won't catch. It also has Edelrid's RFID built into it. So if you've run down the road of using RFID, you can get your reader and you can log your equipment as well. A few little plastic parts, not dissimilar to an ASAP. The button, there's a little bit of plastic on the top, but it's all in a smaller unit. Really impressed. If I owned an ASAP, which I own a lot of, would I go out and buy a fuse? Most probably not. If I didn't own this type of device, so an ASAP, I think I'd go and buy a fuse rather than a ASAP. You know, it's taken 20-odd years for another company to come up with something of a similar caliber, and I think they've done a really good job. They've improved a lot of the areas that needed improving on the ASAP, I believe. So yeah, that's the fuse and the ASAP, a quick comparison for you. Hope that gives you an idea. If you've got any questions about it, please reach out on the socials, jump on our Facebook page, drop us an email, jump on our website, Rope Access Tips, Tricks and Chats. As I said previously, if you could do us a solid and share this with your friends, that would be amazing. And thanks for listening. But anyway, stay safe. I'll see you soon. Cheers.